Appendices. Appendix A. NIB Presidents. 1938 to 1960. Chester C. Kleber was employed by the American Foundation for the Blind as director of the Talking Book Program before he became NIB's first general manager. Starting with an organization with a membership of 20 agencies, he supervised the production of goods for World War II and the post-war recovery. 1970 to 1979. Noel B. Price became executive vice president when a substantial drop in government purchasing occurred. He focused on creating closer ties with commercial industry through subcontracts with industry to broaden markets for associated agencies. The first management orientation program was held during his tenure, paving the way for many additional learning and development initiatives in later years. 1979 to 1994. George J. Mertz became president in 1979, bringing his strong financial background to the office. NIB expanded product research into new fields, increased financial assistance programs offered to associated agencies, and expanded NIB's technical center into a comprehensive quality assurance and product research facility to support associated agencies. Under his leadership, NIB developed closer ties with consumer groups. 1994 to 1998. Judith D. Moore relocated NIB's headquarters from New Jersey to Virginia and consolidated operations. During her tenure, NIB created a new corporate image for its trade name, Skillcraft, and the first military-based supply center was opened by an NIB-associated agency. Associated agencies took on new types of service opportunities in warehousing and distribution, customer service, and order and data entry. 1998 to 2008. James D. Gibbons became the first totally blind person to lead NIB. NIB launched JWOD.com, an e-commerce platform designed to provide quality, value, and convenience to government and military customers. NIB expanded base supply centers to more than 100 across the United States, received ISO 9001:2008 certification for its quality management system, and launched the Business Leaders Program to develop management and business leadership skills for people who are blind. 2008 to present. Kevin A. Lynch became NIB's 7th CEO. Program sales surpassed $700 million. Providing employment to more than 6,000 people who are blind. NIB launched the Effective Supervision, the Essentials Track, a component of its Business Leaders Program. Contract management support training expanded career placements for people who are blind. NIB was honored with multiple awards, including being named by the Nonprofit Times as one of the top nonprofits for which to work in the nation in 2013, and was also awarded the Summit Award, the highest honor by ASAE, the Center for Association Leadership, in the Power to Create a Competitive Workforce category.